The gunpowder plot remains etched in British history as a vivid reminder of religious conflict and subversive politics. Unraveled on the 5th of November 1605, the plot progressively revealed a grand conspiracy to assassinate King James I, wipe out the Parliament, and establish a Catholic monarchy through violent means. Over the centuries, the understanding and interpretation of this intricately hatched scheme and its political implications have evolved, adapting to the changing tides of historiographical trends. In the first half of the 17th century, Catholicism in England was met with vehement disapproval and persecution. King James I, in power since 1603, promised leniency towards Catholics, but failed to relieve their grievances. It was in this politically charged context that several disgruntled Catholic gentlemen, led by Robert Catesby, hatched a plot to blow up the House of Lords, thus making way for a Catholic leader. The plot began to surge in motion when a storage room under the House of Lords was leased, supposedly by one John Johnson, who in actuality was Guy Fawkes, a seasoned Catholic soldier. Over the months, 36 barrels of gunpowder, enough to level the Parliament, were smuggled into the room. But the thickening plot began to unravel when an anonymous letter to Lord Monteagle, a Catholic, warned him to avoid the Parliament on November 5th. Suspicion took root and the room was searched, unveiling Fawkes with the explosives. Despite initial attempts at denial, Fawkes was subjected to torture and confessed, revealing his co-conspirators. A manhunt followed, leading to the shootout and capture of others involved. Several, including Catesby, died resisting arrest, while Fawkes and the remaining conspirators ended their lives on the gallows. Their plan, based on violence and subversion, resulted not in the desired liberation, but reinforced the suspicion and discrimination against English Catholics, and established November 5th as Guy Fawkes Night, a celebration of the discovery and foiling of the gunpowder plot. Over the years, the interpretation of the gunpowder plot has evolved considerably. Initially, it was perceived as a near-miss catastrophe, a grand conspiracy exclusively focused on religious subversion. However, more contemporary understanding of this episode has been influenced by various social, cultural, and political realities of the time. The numerous studies conducted on the plot reveal layers of conspiracy theories, propaganda, and perceptions. Some scholars argue that the plot was a form of entrapment engendered by the government itself to justify the continued repression of Catholics while confirming the Protestant regime's legitimacy. Others trace the influence of contemporary European politics, arguing that the plot emerged in a broader context of Spanish invasion threats and diplomatic negotiations, which inadvertently provided impetus to the Catholic faction's desperate scheming. Central to this event is the figure of Guy Fawkes. Fawkes's transformation from the face of traitorous conspiracy to an embodiment of rebellion and resistance is another zeitgeist of evolving interpretations. Today, it is common to see Guy Fawkes's stylized mask in various political protests worldwide, symbolizing resistance against authoritarian regimes. The gunpowder plot and its subsequent interpretation remain an evolving narrative that has reacted to the changing winds of history. It has played a crucial role in shaping England's religious policies, social identity, and the collective memory of its populace. Its implications extend far beyond the borders of England, finding resonance within any instance of protest against oppressive systems and ideologies, making it a significant chapter in world history.